Assalamu alaikum, namaste, and Sister Kal. आप सुन रहे हैं आपका अपना रेडियो संगम 107.9 FM London, DAB Digital in Glasgow, Manchester and in Birmingham. About a couple of hours of lovely old school bhangra. I'm going to change the mood a little bit. Going to have an hour of Rumi poetry, followed by an hour of music, and then an hour of back-to-back uninterrupted music. कैसी गुजरी आपकी ईद? 01484 817705 is our telephone number, and 07444202155 is our text number. So सबसे पहले शुरू करते हैं with Martin Sheen. He says, "My heart is on fire. I am in a burning desert, intoxicated by your love. And one day I will be a lover like you. For those that are in touch with their soul can reflect upon themselves, they will understand the desire that Martin is talking about. So this is Martin Sheen. Says.
In the early dawn of happiness, you gave me three kisses so that I would wake up to this moment of love. I tried to remember in my heart what I dreamt about during the night before I became aware of this morning of life. I found my dreams, but the moon took me away. It lifted me up to the firmament and suspended me there. I saw how my heart had fallen on your path, singing a song. Between my love and my heart, things were happening which slowly, slowly made me recall everything. You aroused me with your touch, although I can't see your hands. You have kissed me with tenderness, although I haven't seen your lips. You are hidden from me, but it is you who keeps me alive. Perhaps the time will come when you will tire of kisses. I shall be happy even for insults from you. I only ask that you keep some attention on me.
So where is your attention? Upon yourself? Upon someone else? What are you searching for? What are your desires? And where does passion lie for you? Can you feel your own existence, your own being? Do you know yourself? Do you know what desire is? Are you intoxicated by your own dreams? Are you blinded by your own existence? Are you really awake at all? And when you sleep, what do you dream about? A lover asked his beloved, "Do you love yourself more than you love me?"
A lover knows only humility. He has no choice. He steals into your alley at night. He has no choice. He longs to kiss every lock of your hair. Don't fret. He has no choice. In his frenzied love for you, he longs to break the chains of his imprisonment. He has no choice.
A lover asked his beloved, "Do you love yourself more than you love me?" Disappeared from myself and my attributes. I am present only for you. I have forgotten all my learnings, but from knowing you, I have become a scholar. I have lost all my strength, but from your power, I am able.
Oh, yeah.
I am your lover. Come to my side. I will open the gate to your love. Come settle with me. Let us be neighbors to the stars. You have been hiding so long, aimlessly drifting in the sea of my love. Even so, you have always been connected to me. Concealed, revealed, in the known, in the unmanifest. I am life itself. You have been a prisoner of a little pond. I am the ocean and its turbulent flood. Come merge with me. Leave this world of ignorance. Be with me. I will open the gate to your love.
Who has the keys to the gate?
I desire you more than food or drink. My body, my senses, my mind hunger for your taste. I can sense your presence in my heart. Although you belong to all the world, I wait with silent passion for one gesture, one glance from you.
Who has the key to your gates? How can one merge with another if one is not aware of oneself? The question is, why are you here? And ultimately, what are you seeking? Do you know what you are seeking is also seeking you? Be aware of yourself. Be aware of those around you. Before searching externally, look within yourself. What you are seeking is already there. What you desire already exists. Do you know what you want? Do you know where you are? Are you at peace with yourself? Do you know who you are? And if you know who you are, do you question why? Do you question the purpose? Do you ask questions at all? Indulge for a moment. Stop what you're doing. Ask, not of others. Ask about yourself. Why? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Why do you exist?
Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi says, "The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. I would love to kiss you. The price of kissing is your life. Now, my loving is running towards my life, shouting. What a bargain. Let's buy it." One has to be a seeker. But before becoming a seeker, one has to become a lover. You cannot become a lover if you have failed of worldly attachments. World is here in front of us to give us experiential knowledge, understanding that it is changeable, transient entity. Laugh, sing, dance, make love, have children, create houses, money and power. And yet in a moment, death snatches everything and leaves you shivering, shaking in fear and ultimately drowning in unconsciousness. It is not possible to taste the divine wine of love if you haven't met a sheikh, a mystic. One has to become a ney, a reed flute. One has to become empty, hollow. Then all the poetry and all the music will come through you. This divine love occupies heart and mind, and then all universe seems as if it is just the beloved peeping to us from behind the sun, behind the stars and moon. Flowers and trees, men and women, children and old. Once this divine love makes its roots in the heart, person gets overwhelmed, drenched in this beautiful experience where the mind goes into the zone of silence. The whole universe then exhibits the divine dance of love. One who has surrendered to the Lord is called a Sufi. And Sufi sings the zikr. La ilaha illallah. There is no reality but God. There is only God. Zikr has three parts. The first is the denial of everything visible. Second is the explosion into the individual. And the third part is the outbreathing of divine presence. Who? Sufi sings who? That which is, that which was, that which will be. World becomes nothing more than an image stitched with gold thread on the tapestry, just a playful addition. Drunk in love, the lover calls out in longingness to the one who resides in the heart but still seems so far. Nobody wishes a heaven if the price is death. Nobody will wish for immortality if the cost is death. But this is what love is, death. But from this arises the resurrection of new you, pure, virgin, loveful. And now the calls of the heart get answered. Until the ego is alive, there is no possibility of love to happen. When darkness of ego is blown away with longingness, urgency, search of the truth, this becomes possible. For Jalaluddin Rumi, it happened when Shams Tabrizi arrived and stole his heart and mind. And then the love occupied this vacuum. Once someone asked Shams, whose head was full of ideas and desires, he said, "Tell me about divine mystery." Shams said, "I cannot tell you the mystery. I can tell this mystery only to someone in whom I can see myself. This mystery I will tell only to myself. I don't see myself in you. I see someone else." The mind has to be emptied of all attachments, greed, passion, darkness. And for this, the teacher, the Sheikh, has to hit lovefully until the mind is shattered. The existence of the beloved cannot be proven physically, nor it is a fantasy. This presence at best have been given many, many names in different cultures, yet the presence remains nameless. You may call it Allah, Brahman, reality, truth, or any other word, because that is what best a mind can try to do, give the name to the nameless. The Sheikh is a mirror, a reminder of that presence. Understanding of this mystery comes through the Sheikh, and it transforms all the energies of the seeker. Rumi said, I have phrases and whole pages memorized, but nothing can be told of love. You must wait until you begin to live the love. Be patient, utterly patient. The journey which begins from love towards God. A moment comes in this journey when finally the union happens. All boundaries get dissolved. Then this I is no more different from that. As Al-Hillaj Mansur cried out, Anul-Haq, I am that. And then total emptiness. I is no more. So who will call whom? Just a vast emptiness, which is best described by Sufis as who? That which exists. Who means that which was and will be. No word can ever contain the infinitude presence. Once the consciousness arises after this volcanic experience. On asking, what happened to you? Sufi says,
seek and seek again. What you are seeking is also seeking you. Don't give it a name. What you are seeking cannot be described. It is a feeling, an emotion, beyond words, beyond your existence, beyond even your knowledge. Seek. Seek, but not outside. Seek within yourself. Do you know yourself? Do you believe in you? Do you know who you are? Who is the word? Do you know what that word means? Who are you? Then comes why. Why are you? Do not be restless in your search. Spend time with yourself. Treasures take time to find. You are a treasure. Find yourself. What you are searching for is also searching for you. Let not the world become your existence. Exist in the world. Let your hopes and dreams become you. search within you. Be blind to what's around you. Open your eyes to yourself. Know yourself before knowing others. Seek your purpose. Seek yourself. Merge with the one that you love. Become one. Be passionate. Be alive. Be afraid. Being afraid means that you are alive. Exist. And know that you're existing. Lay down on open fields in the summer. Stars during the night. Create. Be. Exist. Emerge from yourself. Question. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Search for your inner voice. Your truth. Ask. Why do you exist? Do for others. Soul within you. Caress yourself. Exist. Know that you exist. Pray. Close your eyes. imagine. There is only you. Do not indulge in loneliness. There is only you. This has been Radio Sangam, 107.9 FM, and on DAB Digital in Glasgow, Manchester and Birmingham. Good night.